Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're taking a look at the third segment of our news and review series, taking a look back at the highlighted news stories from 2014. In May, the Washington High School archery team took part in the National Archery Competition in Louisville, Kentucky. The Demons finished 142nd out of 475 schools in the tournament. The team scored 3,208 points with 126 bullseyes, taking 13th place for his age division and 81st out of 5,734 boys. John Sands led the team with 289 points out of 300 and had 19 bullseyes. Jade Wells placed 35th for her age division with a score of 281 and 15 bullseyes, finishing 179th out of 4,709 girls. In the 3D shoot, Ryan Waite was 25th in his age division and Alex Sin was 21st in her division. In May, the Washington YMCA and Body Works Fitness established a partnership. Under this partnership, Body Works is operated by the YMCA. With the partnership, members of Body Works gained access to the Washington YMCA facility and the Wellman YMCA facility at no extra cost, and YMCA members gained access to Body Works. The former Body Works site remains a 24-hour facility. Josh Riffle, YMCA Senior Program Director, is the facility manager at the Body Works location. 17 Washington Demons competed at the state track meet in May. Area athletes who finished in the top 10 include Waco's Dylan Carlson, the boys' shuttle, and boys' 4x100. For Highland, Kelsey Hora, Kiefer Sexton, Mauricio Ramirez, and Evan Mahler. For Winfield Mount Union, Emily Matthews and John Quinn. And for IMS, Riley Schmider. On May 21st, nearly $1 million was awarded by the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. 54 grants were presented to area organizations and projects, including schools, veterans groups, and historical societies. The largest grant of the night, $145,000, was presented to Film Scene for its Brenton documentary film. The documentary follows Michael Zaws and his journey to restore film and educate others about early film and the Brentons. The second largest grant was presented to Washington County Hospital and Clinics for $135,000 for radiology and fluoroscopy equipment. Three contested primary races in Washington County were watched as results came June 3rd at the Washington County Courthouse. On the Republican ballot, former Assistant County Attorney Sean Showers won with 1,181 votes over incumbent County Attorney Larry Brock. Also on the Republican ticket, Abe Miller was nominated for the District 3 Supervisor seat. Miller won with 192 votes, while Scott Davis received 175. On the Democratic side, Keith Cutcombe won by 4 votes over Cian Alvin for District 3 Supervisor. Also, Washington's Michael Moore won the nomination for the Republicans for Iowa Senate District 39, and Kevin Kinney won the Democratic nomination for the same race. In June, Residents for a Better Richmond announced the group had withdrawn its lawsuit against the Washington County Board of Supervisors regarding the sewage-related 28E agreements. According to President of RBR, Tom Dua, the organization is satisfied all needs and concerns regarding the systems in Richmond and Rubio have been met, and the group is pleased with the experience with the Board of Supervisors. A trial had been scheduled for last July but was postponed. The communities had agreements with Regional Utility Service Systems, or RUS, to install lagoon systems. Last year, the supervisors voted to install individual systems and separate from RUS on the project, after paying RUS approximately $380,000 for work already started on the lagoon projects. The first week of June, the city of Washington celebrated its 175th birthday. Each day of the week had a different theme to highlight the various facets of the community, including agriculture, health, and history. Also, an alumni football game against Mount Pleasant was held at Case Field. Two area boys soccer teams earned their spot in the state soccer tournament in Des Moines in June. Number 4 Mid Prairie took on number 2 Iowa City Regina to not only double overtime but to penalty kicks to decide the champion. Mid Prairie came up short but brought home the second place trophy. Also, the Columbus soccer team made it to Des Moines but lost in the first round to Dyersville Beckman. On June 17th, it was announced that the Iowa Department of Natural Resources was no longer seeking obligations from Washington County. This was in regards to waste systems that were not compliant to DNR guidelines. The county developed agreements with each of the 5 property owners to install proper systems. On June 30th, the Mid Prairie Community School District notified the Sheriff's Department and State Auditor's Office of possible theft of public monies. The school's former business manager, Cindy Stege, was charged with second-degree theft. Stege of North Liberty was cited by the Washington County Sheriff's Department for approximately $8,000 in charges on a Mid Prairie credit card. According to a release from Superintendent Mark Schneider, the district became aware of possible financial irregularities in late June. Stege was hired in 2009 as the assistant business manager for Mid Prairie and was promoted to business manager in 2010, a position she held until June 12th. Also, between July 2010 and July 2013, she served as shared business manager with Keota Community School District. That's been today's Washington Page, taking a look back at the news from 2014. This is part 3 of a 5-part series. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.